Mission Impossible star Michelle Monaghan pushes safe-at-home abortion pills in reaction to Roe reversal. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 24, 2022. Actress Michelle Monaghan reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade on Friday by promoting abortion pills as a guide for what she called safe, at-home abortions. "It is a sad day, but we are united," Monaghan wrote in a Twitter post. "Rest assured that you have options, and you are not alone. We're in this together." The actress then urged the public to visit the organization Plan C's website for our guide to safe, at-home abortions. On its website, Plan C has a disclaimer, which states, "This is not legal or medical advice and does not substitute for the representation of an attorney or the advice of a medical provider. No attorney-client relationship has been formed by reviewing this material." "Abortion is essential health care," Monaghan continued in a follow-up tweet, before calling on the public to take action by funding their local abortion mill. "Now more than ever we need to mobilize," she wrote. "If you believe hashtag abortion is essential, it's time to take action. Fund your local clinic via at abortion funds and support at repro rights as they continue to defend abortion through the power of the law." Monaghan was reacting to the Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade on Friday, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The blindsided actress is just one of the many celebrities having a public meltdown over the Supreme Court's life-saving decision. Left-wing pop star Cher reacted to the ruling in all caps Twitter tirade, bizarrely declaring that former President Donald Trump's radical Republican Supreme Court is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of American women. Cher was not the only celebrity to have an all-caps meltdown. Comedian Billy Eichner also had his caps locks on while issuing a tweet attacking Christians. "Get your fictional hateful Bible stories and your fake fictional religious bullshit out of our fucking lives. Fuck you," the brothers' star exclaimed. Meanwhile, TBS host Samantha Bee urged Americans to raise hell in every restaurant. "Justice, Alito eats it for the rest of his life," adding, "If Republicans have made our lives hell, it's time to return the favor." Watch below. Singer Sheryl Crow also reacted to the Supreme Court's decision, proclaiming, "I do not recognize my country." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.